Welcome to Kidney Journeys, a program brought to you by patients for patients with kidney disease and their families, hosted by The Road Back to Life, a mentoring group for kidney patients. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at www.theroadbacktolife.com. Now here's your host.
Today on our show, we have a true hero. So thank you so much, Bobby, for being here and doing our show.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I love talking about this story. I truly believe out there somewhere it has a way to reach and impact somebody. So thanks for having me.
You know, what made you want to be a kidney donor?
It's almost embarrassing to say now, reflecting back, but I didn't even know you could donate a kidney. I had a bike wreck that... in the moment felt like it was the most horrific thing. It was super painful and on my road bike and went head over handlebars, 7 feet, fractured my wrist. So once the swelling subsided, it was off for surgery and get that repaired. And I had a lot of questions like, you know, was I going to be able to play catch with my son anymore? And was I going to be able to golf and ride a bike? And, you know, I didn't know anything. I'd never had a surgery before. Mm-hmm. And when I came out of the surgery, the surgeon had some news that kind of rocked my world, that I had some donor bone and tissue in my wrist. So they could attach the plate and 10 screws that now reside inside my wrist. I was given the opportunity to write a letter to the donor family, and it was really powerful to communicate with them and share my thanks for Dave's donation, because now I'm going to get to live the fully athletic life that I want to because of the selflessness on his part and the family's part to donate parts. And that was really, really powerful for me. So that kind of brought donation front and center for me and got it on my mind. At the same time there, my mom was going through her second round of cancer treatment, and us three siblings were ears and eyes for them, you know, making sure we catch all the doctor's info. And one day it just dawned on me as she's getting blood product that, oh my word, there's actually people donating blood that my mom's benefiting from.
You are what we call a living donor. You chose to give one of your kidneys. Have you met the person that you donated the kidney to?
So, you know, Devin is housing my former kidney. And then my former kidney and Devin are becoming good friends, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's just good all the way around, and just fingers crossed that that continues to be the case. My sister was walking with me in the halls after my surgery, and we were headed one direction, and Devin and Paige were headed right at us, kind of on a collision course. And my sister whispered to me, like, there they are. But we had a moment, the four of us, where we kind of paused because we all knew what was happening. And we just kind of, you know, said hi and smiled and kind of bowed our heads. And then we just passed each other. And then that was it. We didn't see each other again. So it wasn't until a full year later, January 4th of 2020, where we finally met. And oh man, I'm telling you, to walk in and see the guy who's got your kidney, your former kidney, and know the journey that he's had.
So Bobby, can you tell us a little bit more about the process to be a kidney donor or a hero? Because I know that you went through the University of Washington, and when I had people testing to be my donor, they didn't call them donors, they called them heroes.
When I reached out to them, to begin this whole process, they got me connected with the online questionnaire. And kind of once you get through that first little tour, you then begin the real testing. So to 24-hour urine sample, and thank goodness I had talked to a bunch of kidney donors ahead of time, but it made perfect sense to me now of why they want the entire sample of a 24-hour period. So once the results from that came back, we were able to move to the next stage. They check everything. You start out with a psychological analysis. Once that piece was done, it's every other test you can imagine. And I'm so grateful that they did, because once I've finished that 14 hours of testing and got the results that everything was good, I can walk away knowing that my entire vessel that is my body is healthy. But it was a great process, and these people treated me with the utmost respect and kindness and compassion, and really made me feel like I now was part of, you know, University of Washington. And that testing period from beginning until when I got the okay, it was about a 10-month period from beginning to end.
And did you have to pay anything for all of these extensive tests?
No, this is part of the donation process to evaluate donors to make sure that they can move on and, you know, live a healthy life on their one remaining kidney. And the recipient's insurance is what covers this entire process for a donor.
If you could tell someone who is interested in being a donor one thing, what would you tell them?
I would just encourage them to try to become as educated as they can about the process and speak to donors.
And then I know that you've mentioned to me before that even after this whole process and everything that you've been through, if you could, you would do it again.
Oh, I would. I mean, it, you know, maybe it takes you 6 months to kind of recover a little bit, to get back to where you were. And I would turn around and do it again. 6 months later, I would just keep churning kidneys out. Because like you say, Ashley, the waiting list is enormous. People die. It's on average like 13 people die a day waiting for a kidney that never comes. And, you know, if you start to do just simple math of how many people in this country have two kidneys that might be physically and emotionally able to donate, you can wipe out that list just in that regard. But yeah, it's been such a powerful experience. I would do it all over again.
This is Kidney Journeys and the team at The Road Back to Life saying thank you for listening and for allowing us to be a part of your journey. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at www.theroadbacktolife.com. Also, consider subscribing to our channel so we can keep you updated with new content and videos. Remember, we're all in this together. Now go out and be kind to one another.